you need to hear this, is that God's calling you out of darkness into light. So whatever darkness you found inside of your heart, you need to get out of it and find where God's calling you, because it's always forward. So to make this thing stick, and we rose our hands and we prayed, and that's cool. That's the start. But to really make it this a 12-month, a year of change, you've got to go from dark to light. You've got to change something. So tonight, what are you going to change? Today, what are you going to, right now, what are you going to change? What are you going to change? Because you keep on doing the same old thing. Don't be surprised when nothing changes. Something's got to give, and I'll tell you this, it won't be God. I'm the one that has to give. So are you. I think that's one reason why I'm excited to ask Roman to come up. Because like I said earlier, if anybody's changed, that brother's changed. And I don't know, sometimes it kind of reminds me a little bit of myself. You don't may not believe this, but Pastor Richard, Michelle remembers. We used to come in, I had my big baggy pants on, I had my beanie down to here. Couldn't even see my eyebrows. Messing around, drawing in church. Youth workers tell me, shut up, shut up. And now, God's sense of humor puts me in charge of the darn thing. Roman, brother, you came out of darkness into light. And you know what? Whatever darkness is still inside you, you're stepping into the light. That much more, bro. So word on the street, so you got a word. What you got, bro?
Man, I feel the Holy Spirit. Just to see you guys stepping out and praising his name, because there is no other name but Jesus Christ. I feel the Holy Spirit in here. I don't know what you guys are going through, what your guys' home life is, but I do know this. I have a God that will never leave me or forsake me. I have a God. Whenever I'm trying to fade away, he would never fade away. It's when I came up to camp, God's poured on my heart to say something to you guys. And I don't know what it is, but you guys, point number one is you guys are called to be something great. You guys are being called to something great. And if you don't see it, we see it. All the leaders see it. I was told my whole life I was not going to be nobody. I was just another statistic. But God said, no, no. You're a king. You are royalty. You guys are royalty. You guys are kings and queens. Don't ever let no one tell you you are nobody. You can't do something. Because that's when you show them. That's where you show them. So I'm going to give you a little word. At Matthew, it's chapter 5, verse 14 through 17. It says, you are a light of the world. A city is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Do not think that I came to destroy the law of the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but I came to fulfill. And that what got to me is it brought me it made me think of David and Goliath. When Goliath tried to come in there and take over the city, and the small David, skinny, probably didn't know how to fight, whatever. All he had is a rock and a slingshot. All he had was a rock and a slingshot. And I don't know how big Goliath was. I don't know how tall he was, but I know he was a big dude. when Goliath tried to come in there and he tried to take over the city, Goliath said, called out anybody who wanted to face him to try to just throw him, destroy him. And here comes David with his slingshot and his rock. And I know you guys are fighting something and you're trying to take it out. The enemy is trying to attack you, trying to put that foothold. You guys are called to change. You guys are called to change your schools. This is the party scene summer. Oh, well, who cares? But I know I'm not going to drink the same drink they're drinking. I'm not going to puff the smoke they're smoking. I know that I'm going to rise up and change this world. We are the next generation. When I was twisting up, trying to gangbang with thugs, I was just trying to hurt myself. I was trying to make myself happy. But no, I was truly hurting my family. My little sister's here. I just want her to grow up. I was the first one to graduate out of my family. And I just want her to just see her grow up into a fine queen of the heavens. Because we only have two options. God's only given us two options. He says, depart from me, or you did good. You did well, my good and faithful servant. You only have two options he's giving you. It's up to you what you really want to do with that. I can't make that decision for you. Pastor Richard can't make that decision. Only you can make that decision in your life. Only you. What are you going to make that? What is your decision? What is your decision? See, I can't stop you from going to the parties, but I'll be praying for you. I can't make you stop going over there saying what you want to do, gang bang, do all this. I can't stop you. I can't stop you. My two friends got shot. They got shot. They're at the wrong place, the wrong time. See, it's either my decision. I could have been with them and been wanting to be with them. And I knew I would have went at the time. I knew I would have went. I wasn't right with God at the time. I knew I wasn't right. But God has other plans in my life. See, I'm not a teacher to show you. I'm not here to just tell you, just to tell you. I'm seeing what God has done in my life to show you guys the love of Jesus Christ. I love you guys. And we're always praying for you. We're always praying for you. And if you have no one to go to, you have us. You think you have a broken family, you have us. And I love you guys. Thank you.
God is good. Man, God is good. I was talking with Ronnie up at camp, and he was just sharing words and stuff like that, and it was, you know, he had mentioned a word that, you know, stuck with me. Man, the Bible said, I always knew God was good, but now I've seen, now I've tasted, now I've seen, I know, I've experienced the goodness of God. See, I can tell you, Roman can tell you, all of us old folk in the back, we could tell you, but it's not until you take that step and you trust God, do you know. You're in this place, you got questions, you thought you knew, I'm going to tell you, you don't know. You don't know, not until you go head first off that diving board and you dive deep into the goodness of God. No statistics or facts or polls or the pundits say, the politicians say, this person. That. No, don't tell me that. You can't tell me otherwise. You can't tell me God's not good. I know better than that. I know better than that. God's been too good for me. God's been too good to me. You to tell me otherwise. You tell me God's not good, I'll tell you, you don't know the same God that I know. You just need to look a little harder. Open your eyes a little bit wider. Maybe you need to praise a little bit louder. Maybe tonight you need to sit on your bed and be a little quieter. Unplug all that foolishness and listen for God's voice. Who in this place knows God is good? He knows. I mean, right now, if I was to ask you right now, how do you know God is good? What would you tell me? I mean, right now, I would love to know. I would love to know why God is good in your life. You know, last Sunday night, if you weren't here, I don't know how many people I had back up in here. They were telling stories. They weren't telling stories. They were preaching. I don't care what you say. These people were preaching. Again, last time I ever take my hand off the microphone at a testimony night. Last time, that's rule number one. You don't break that rule. Always hold onto the microphone. Always hold on a microphone. And people start preaching. But who's got 30 seconds right now to tell me how good God is in their life? Over here? Last time I asked you, you gave me a whole message. You got 30 seconds. Stand up. Stand up, Ramses. You won that hat too? Dang, bro. What's up? What's up, Ramses?
This is my first time stepping back in a church, period, since September of last year. After I step out of this church, I went up the hill. And I try to be something that I wasn't. Focus on being a real one, trying to follow my brother's footsteps. Gang banging, not focusing on my daughter. I got my daughter taken, but I wasn't there to do nothing. But I know God is good because He brought me back. He brought me back where I'm supposed to be. And I know He's going to help me get my daughter back.
You know, you're in the right place. I remember last time. Remember, I was thinking, man, what is this guy saying? Can't believe this, but you know you're right. You came here, you left, and you came back. You know what? God's been waiting here the whole time. And like I told you, you're gonna graduate. You're gonna grow up, and you're gonna be a man after God's own heart. And the problems your family has had are not gonna be the problems you're gonna have, because you're gonna do this right, not because of you, but because of the God in you. And if you keep that straight, you keep God here instead of all that junk in there, you're going to make it. Because I'll tell you this, I don't know what failures you've seen inside of your family, but with God, failure is not an option. Hard life, big challenges, yeah, sure. But you know what? I'll tell you this, you serve a God that is bigger than any challenge you can face. And your life may not be like a lot of people's out here, but it don't matter. Because I'll tell you, up in this church, you have a family that's willing to push you and see you through. You're in the right place at the right time with the right God to help you through these tough situations. Love you, bro. Let's pray real quick. Father, I thank you for Ramses. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that, you know, regardless of whether he's been gone for a year or not, doesn't matter. Because today, he serves a big God. And today, there's a room of about 200 plus people up in this place who are willing to believe the best over his life. Yesterday's decisions, God, they're gone. Yesterday's mistakes, they're gone. What stands today, Father, is faith for a great tomorrow. So we pray that you'd give him favor. God, we pray that you'd give him strength to make the right decisions. You'd give him clarity of mind, Lord God, not to get down on himself, but Father, to get on his knees and pray to God for the wisdom to make the right choices, to see things true. And God, as he grows, Father, that he would step closer to you every step of the way. And Lord, we thank you because we're excited to see over the next 5, 10, 15 years where he is and where you're going to take him. So we thank you. We lift him up into your hands and ask you to come down into his life. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Who else? Tell me what. Oh, now we got all these people up in this place. All right, I'm going to start from the front, go to the back. I'm going to get you, don't worry. What's up? Now, remember, he's one of the ones writing a message. Don't preach it just yet. I got like a little bit of time. You give me the short story.
Well, like my story's not similar to his, but I ran away from him. And I was trying to be like Jonah, running away for what he had for me in life. But nothing could come good of it. Nothing you and me do without God cannot achieve it, because whatever you can, but if you do it out of him, you wouldn't be, or oh my God, how can I put this? All right, nothing you do without God will never perish. And what I'm trying to say to you guys is that he does have a plan for you. I've got my calling. Last camp I went, he spoke to me. He talked to me. I was on fire, but I lost the fire. I was doing things in school, smoking, just doing retarded things that I knew who God was, but I wasn't doing. I was disappointing my parents at the same time, and I was not just disappointing them. I was disappointing God, and doing things that he wouldn't like me to do. So what my point is that don't run, hide, and go your way, because nothing will perish. And he does have a purpose for you here on this earth. He does. And everything you do through him will be 10 times as better. So never run away from what the Lord has for you here in life. Amen.
Amen. Now, let me get her real quick. Now, you guys got to make some room for me, because remember the rules. Don't let go of the microphone. All right. What you got? God's good.
So I was born without a father. And I know I was wanted and all this kind of stuff, but I always knew God was good and he was real. And about 6 years ago, my mom had a very bad injury at work, and she could have possibly died. And there was times when she couldn't even get up and walk. She couldn't even chew her own food. And my mom is just now coming out of that situation, and my confidence level has boosted up like so much, because I realized that God is real and I am wanted and there is for my life.
That's right. Let's give it up. God's good. God is good. God is good. What's up? Now, okay, I'm going to get you right now, bro. God is good, huh? How you know God is good? What's up, LaMan?
The reason that I think God is good, because I got saved, like, on February 28th, and a month ago, and I think 2 months ago, my mom had a stroke. Like 2 weeks ago, she came home. On Saturday, I saw my dad. Me and my dad, we were like close. We used to, like, Like, last year, my mom had it. My dad and my mom had a fight that my mom went to jail. And on Saturday, I saw him, he was crying because my mom was, she had a stroke and she was in a coma for 2 weeks. So me and my dad, we prayed for my mom to walk. We prayed my mom would get better and walk. It was like the only thing close that I ever had with my dad, and I forgave him for everything.
Is your mom able to walk yet?
No, she hasn't walked.
What's your mom's name?
Anna.
Can we pray for her real quick? Let's pray. Father God, we just lift up Anna. God, I thank you for this young man and his faith, Lord God, that you brought him this far. Father, he's seen fights and he's seen this stroke and all these things. And Lord, Father, we know that you never waste a hurt. Father, we know that, Lord, you can take anything wrong and anything evil and anything bad, and you can turn it around for the good. So, Lord, we just pray your favor. God, we pray your goodness. We pray your grace. And, Father, we pray that your healing hand will be upon Anna. God, your healing hand will be upon his mother, Father God. That, Lord, even though she's had this stroke, Lord God, that you would cause her body to come back together. You would cause, Father God, her nervous system to function 100%. And, Lord, that there'll be a day, Father, where she can walk, she can run. And, Father, it'll come and come soon and quickly. And Father God, we just thank you, Lord, that you've been able to use this situation to bring him back to his dad, that there be forgiveness and a relationship there. God, I pray that you would, that this would just be the beginning of a new way of living for this entire family, Lord God. Father, you bring healing relationally, you'd bring healing emotionally, and God, that you'd bring healing physically to this family. That God, this would be another reason to show how good you are. Thank you, Lord, that even he can say through this hard time that he knows you're good. In the middle of this difficult, God, give me that kind of faith. God, we praise you in the middle of this tragedy, in the middle of this difficulty. We praise you because we know you're at work doing something behind the scenes to make it work out. Give him the strength to be the son he needs to be in the middle of this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. What's up with you? How do you know God's good?
Well, I know God's good because there's been just a lot of things going on. Like my family, it's falling apart basically. And I've been praying and praying and asking people to pray, and it's gotten better. My dad, he actually went to go stay by himself with his brother for maybe a month because him and my mom had some stuff to work out. And he came back today. He came back yesterday. And for maybe 9 months, I want to say, I've had low, low, low self-esteem about myself and just like thinking that I wasn't worth anything. And yeah, I was coming to church and I was acting like everything's okay, but it wasn't. And I was just, I don't know, I just never liked myself before, like ever, because I don't even have a good reason. I just don't know. And I would lock myself in my room and my mom would tell me to come out. I wouldn't eat on purpose. Like, I would intentionally not eat. And my mom tried to make me, and I heard her crying in her room one time because she knew something was wrong and I wouldn't tell her. And just recently I told her everything that was going on, that I had low self-esteem, I wasn't eating on purpose. I told her 2 days ago and she prayed with me. And today I actually made myself actually eat, and I did it. I ate 3 full meals, and my mom, she's been with me that whole time, and I just thank God that I have a mom that actually cares, and that I just thank God that I have a mom who cares. And I tried to tell my dad, and he wouldn't hear it. He was disappointed, so I just pray that that gets better. But anyway, yeah, my mom has been with me through everything. and I've had people there for me and praying for me. I've had this church. I could come here and not be judged by anyone. And it's just the best feeling. Like, I feel like this is my home, and just, I have a family here. So I thank God for that.
Amen. Amen. All right. They're telling me how much time I have left next door. All right. Jared, real quick, what we got? The rest of you guys, look, man. Look. No, you talk first. Don't talk.
I know God is good because I'm adopted, and I came from a gang family. My grandparents were in a gang. My mom was in a gang at 13, and I know that if it wasn't for God, I would have been most probably dead by the time I reached 14. I have a brother that I've never known who's in prison for life for murdering someone. My real mom is dead. I never knew my dad. I have family that I've just never known. I know God is good because I have a family that I love and I hope I never ever lose. I live by the whole book of Jeremiah. I live by that. I know that even though I come from a background that is not so pretty, I have a whole future ahead of me that is planned by God. And I know that even though life is going to pull me back, I'm just going to shoot forward.
That's good. Amen. I know if we were to keep on going, about everybody in this place would probably raise their hand. And you know, the crazy thing is your story is different than his story, which is different than his story. It's different than your story, which is different than your story and mine. But the one thing that remains, 1 Peter 2:9, says that God's called us out of darkness into light. The truth is this. Every one of us is or was in the darkness. Different stories, same darkness. I mean, look, me, I've never been drunk. I've never been high. Look, the most alcohol I've ever consumed in my entire life is one sip of champagne at my sister's wedding. And that's the most drunk I've ever been. And when people look at my life and say, Pastor Richard, how can you talk to this guy? It doesn't matter. My darkness may be different than your darkness, but it's still dark. And the one thing we all have in common in this room is we were or we are in darkness. Because we all know it, no matter which city you come from, or what your background is, or whether your parents were together or not, whether you've been whether you've had somebody abuse you or not. Truth is, we've all been in darkness. And the truth is, we all need to get out of it. So if you're in this place and you need to get out of it, look, if you're in this place and you need to give your heart to God, if you're in this place and you've been running from God instead of to God, if you're in this place right now and you've been thinking that, oh, I'll just be good enough, I'll just live a good life and I won't get God mad at me, I'll get to heaven by being good or nice. Or maybe you're thinking, I just grew up in church. And hey, that's cool too. I don't care if you grew up in church. But you know what? Growing up in church and coming to church every week is not going to get you into heaven. It's not going to make you okay with God. Because look, we all know people that have grown up in church 10, 20, 30 years and they don't know anything about God. Like Jesus didn't die on a cross so we could sit in a chair and listen to some guy talk about something. No. God wants more than that. If you're in this place and you've been watching on the sidelines, if you're in this place and you think, oh, I've heard that God is good, but you've never known, experienced, tasted that God is good, if you've never dived into God's goodness, my friend, I don't know if you're saved.